Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this mother.
Hey everybody, welcome to yet another edition of On The Table with everybody, all the ladies, and you must know us by now, all the way from Premier Hotel Owar Tambo. This is literally the table.
We are on the table.
And today we're bringing, of course, another conversation, right? And when we bring the conversation, we lay it on this table.
Mm-hmm.
What's the conversation today, ladies?
What's the conversation?
Today we're talking about...
Let's start with this one, okay? I feel like we need to talk about... All of you have kids, right?
Yeah,
but... I'm the only one who doesn't have.
Yes.
But I've got nieces, and I've got a nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ladies judge parents who raise children that do not speak their mother tongue? So your language of medium, I suppose, in this case, would be English.
Yeah.
Do you judge parents who don't, example for you, your child won't speak Xhosa, won't speak Zulu, won't speak Sepedi, or whatever it is. Do you judge parents who do that?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't either.
Each to his own.
Ghosty?
However,
before having a child, I used to think, like, why wouldn't people, like, why wouldn't parents actually... put in the energy in making sure that your child speaks, you know,
your home language. Yeah.
You know, until I had a child, and I realized it is just beyond your control sometimes.
It's like, okay. Now, guys, when I was growing up, I was like, I want to be that child. When you're visiting from the village or you go to the village and you're coming from the city, by like Elmos, but you're the only one that can speak English and everybody wants to be friends with you.
Yeah, yeah.
That used to excite me when I saw, so I had a friend from, I'm from Cape Town, so I had a friend who would come from Johannesburg. Like, Ufofo would come and she would be on some Tswana business and English, and we'd be like, I want to be like her.
Yeah.
Not coconut. Like,
you want to be like her.
I want to be like her. I want to be able to go to a place, speak a different language, and everybody gets excited over it.
Yeah.
But when it came to my child, I never really gave it much thought.
Yeah. Really. What's your thought?
No, I really didn't give it much thought. I mean, it also depends on where you grew up. I grew up in the hood. So it's not normal for you not to be able to speak your own language. I mean,
This is because of exposure.
So for me, it never crossed my mind. I went to a township school, my schooling, township, primary school, high school. It's only university where I was like exposed to people that are speaking a different language. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't speak English in the hood.
Yeah.
We do, but it doesn't matter if you can speak your own language or you don't. We don't care. It's like, oh, okay. Because some of us can actually accommodate you, although there's other places where they would look at you funny, give you the side eye, and then, what's wrong?
Listen, but not even moving away from the topic, but when I first relocated to Pretoria, obviously I can't speak Tswana or Sotho, so what's the best language to speak?
English.
Literally, if I'm in Pick and Pay, Checkers, I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Everybody would look at me like... And that time I didn't even know what lihua meant or mahua.
Yes,
and you know, and all these funny remarks they would say, and I wouldn't understand. But now I'm like, guys, grow up.
Do you also feel like it's exposure, right? And I say exposure for you, example. And even for me, when I was young, right, I was taken to different spaces. I grew up in the hood. I went to a Model C school, so to speak. I would go home, Tefo, which is the Shiro Zone 1, you know, all these things. And I would be able to finesse myself through Sepedi. I'd be able to finesse myself through the different languages I'm exposed to, Kokasi, and then finesse myself through English. So every time I got home, my parents made sure that they speak to me in one language. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't sit there and speak English with them.
Yeah.
It just felt so wrong. So what I appreciate also about my mother was that come holidays, she'd ship us off. She'd take us to all of my relatives. This is including my relatives who live in informal settlements, my cousins who live in Kolokshini, my cousins who live in the burbs. So I had a good balance to be able to culturally, I'm not going to say appropriate, but to be able to culturally expose me to different things.
Be able to navigate. Do you feel the different
situations? Would you say having your parent, you know, expose her through all these other places that you've been through, would it say it worked for the betterment 100%. Of you?
Yeah.
And do you feel connected to your own community or your own ethnic group. Yeah. Batong, ethnic group.
Yeah. Personally, I feel generally, I wish I knew more Sepedi. I'm actually low-key embarrassed that I don't know it the way everybody around me does. No. And that is also, once again, like I said, because of exposure. Because I grew up with Tembisa and I'd go to a Model C school, those are pretty much the only places I could speak. I know Sepedi. I can get myself through a sentence and I can speak Lebatho ba bagolo ka Sepedi. But I don't really know it the way I would like to. Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know it better than I would know isiZulu. You don't get kulumi Zulu, ngihlale eThekwini for quite a while, so I can properly dialect with you in Sizulu.
You know why for me also it's never been an issue? Okay, I come from a multiracial family.
Oh.
So my grandmother is Pedi, my mom, her father is from Mozambique, my dad is from Portugal. So
no one
like a whole yourself gorgeous.
That's why this just looks so clean.
That's why you so gorgeous.
Can you tell, guys? They're real.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you see, there's just so many roots, African roots. So for me, I really didn't care that much. And honestly, to your point, I would really like to know more of my mother tongue, because I can speak Sesotho, I can speak Sizulu, simply because I've been exposed to it, but not because it's something that I just decided to wake up in the morning and know the language. Yeah. I was just exposed to that. But I can't speak Portuguese, and I can't even speak to my dad. I literally have to use Google Translate for me to be able to understand what he's saying to me. That's just how bad it is.
Is your dad multilingual?
No, he just speaks
Portuguese,
and he tries to speak English. Mareo, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But yeah. So I kind of feel like it's very important for parents to take time to educate their children in terms of their mother tongue, their language, because I feel like a lot of us that don't know how to speak our mother tongues, we are robbed of a piece of our ethnicity, our culture.
Yeah.
Because somehow language, you know, unites you to your culture.
Gives you a sense of belonging.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of belonging. And if you don't have that, I can imagine Tebi go Seshego.
No, I'm fine. I fit right in. But
Nana, when they go deep in
yes.
it, that's what I
and
mean.
And then when I speak it compared to them, it's like, and then?
Do you know what I've discovered is that I think we've been sold the notion that English is the medium of all communication.
Mm.
And if you've had the opportunity to mix with different people from different ethnic groups within South Africa and outside of South Africa, you would find that it's actually not. There's a lot of people out in the world that do not know how to speak English. For example, my little one, Ne, he speaks English. He also speaks Xhosa. In fact, he speaks Xhosa fluently. English is self-taught by himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his Xhosa becomes so deep for me. And I would, no, really. Like the one, when he was still small, he would come back and say, Inkomo, there's something about Inkomo, zihlala esibayeni. I'm like, what?
Is he taking isiXhosa as second language at school?
He's only four,
he's
babe.
He's so young. But you see, now that's what I like about this conversation. Let's now take it there, right? I have my nieces and my nephew who, as young as they were, at four, three, whatever, before they went to school, they would be able to speak their mother tongue.
Yeah.
Because that's what you speak to them with, right? If we're not speaking English in the house.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So lead me through this one. Just entertain me here quickly. Then they get to school where they're only taught in one language, which is the English language. Then they come back. Like I said, my nieces were able to speak Sivenda fluently so. They get to school, they're being taught in English, they see their television and consume content in English, now they can no longer speak it. And I also put it to you that mothers and fathers are busy. So when you get home, I can imagine you guys are coming home to function. You're coming home to make sure that the house is running smoothly.
Yeah.
So you don't have time to be reteaching the young one to say,
let me tell you.
Do
let me,
this.
Let me explain
Please.
It to you. Outfind, like, is, for instance, in our household, whereas my husband and I, we're probably talking in Zulu together. But when we communicate with our son, it's in English. Because it's like you say something, and there was a time, I think he understood. Mm-hmm. And then, like you say, there's a time when they kind of, like, they lose it all.
Our tea is here. Yes. Sorry, Ghosty. Let's get our tea.
The staffel was just empty, hey?
Thank you so much.
This is the reason why we love to record at Premier Hotel Oortambo.
Thank you so much. All the way from Oortambo. We really appreciate it. Thank you. And a good tea, guys. When was it not?
Why do we have to emphasize when it is tea for real?
I saw someone on the comments saying, surely this is not tea.
Thank you so much.
For always taking care of us, Premier Hotel Oortambo. We really appreciate it. Let's go on.
Wait, kiko pa le pateng brand, papa I shebisekwa, haba patal.
Of that red drink.
The red drink. It's kathak, haba patal.
Yes. Yeah. But I suppose they already know.
They already know.
Bring the Coca-Cola.
Thank you.
That's for Ghosty.
So we're having tea, and no Ghost is having Long Island.
So I guess you're now gauging the type of person that she is and her type of personality.
Search for her. Find her.
Find her. Sorry, Ghosty. You were saying we interrupted you.
Okay, as I was saying, I was just saying that on the issue of raising children and them being able to speak vernac. Mm-hmm. Or mother tongue, or any other mother tongue thing. So, you find that you are talking to your child in English because this is now, he's consuming a whole lot of TV, so it's like it's becoming the easier language. But the one thing I'm grateful for is that he's in grade one, but they're learning, like they teach them Zulu. Like he chose Zulu as his second language. And it's, at first I was complaining, thinking, why are they just making them, they should just be singing, you know, but he can count in Zulu. He knows the days of the week, like it is so like advanced. And I'm thinking, but I'm grateful that you get now in the schools that they are teaching them vernac, and they're able to select it as, instead of just the option of Afrikaans, you know.
I also don't think that we as parents do it on purpose when we converse with the kids in English. 100%. You know, I think we also get excited when you can hear ukuthi umntanakho can speak another language.
Or can speak.
So you want to groom them so that they are able to converse properly in that language. Mm. And then it just ends up being a home language.
Yeah.
Like I know at home, Tina, we literally speak English.
Yeah.
But it's not something that it's intentional, but it would be like more like 90% of the time it's English and then Xhosa.
Khumonso, we haven't quite heard your experience.
In terms of
your children, the type of language
Me, I'm in the hood, guys. We are multilingual in the hood. My kids speak Zulu, Sotho, English. Well, I am a bit happy when they speak English. I'm like, yay, they get it.
But also, let's not take away from the English element, because I almost feel like we're talking about it as a colonizer's language or whatever. Mm. But don't you feel English is very important also in the not necessarily development, but in your child being able to speak it?
To some extent, but for me, looking at the history of South Africa and where we come from, I find it a bit odd that people, 1976, people were fighting because we were using Afrikaans as a medium of instruction, right? Kodikolong. And now that we are afforded the opportunity to now be able to speak our own mother tongues, we are still pushing for English because you are deemed to be more relatable, you know? But
Or more intelligent.
Or more so that's where my issue is. But it is very important because at the end of the day, when you get to, let's say, university, for instance, then you're exposed to this language that you're not really familiar with. You understand it. You can comprehend what they're telling you. But now you have to write in a particular way that you're they don't see it as a second language. They deem it to be the first language.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know, guys. For me, but it's important. I'm not saying it's not important, but I'm saying to some extent
it's
it
not
is.
The be end and
it's
end
not
all.
The be
I'm,
end
I'm,
and
I'm in agreement with Khumudzo. You see, my thing is with English, I think we gave it too much praise that it has lost its essence and therefore has made the other languages also lose their essence.
Okay.
Because
how so? Because
like I said in the beginning, when we converse and when you meet other people in the world, it's not just English that's there.
Okay.
But now I'm staying in Johannesburg. I think we were supposed to be more excited that our children can be multilingual, not just English speakers.
Because how many languages do we have in South Africa, and how many of those can our black children actually
speak? And I want my child to be able to speak Setswana,
Xhosa,
Sivenda, or is it
But Chile? we're limiting our reach. We're limiting our access. Mm. Let me tell you why.
Why?
I'm not going to say I'm fairly well-traveled, but I've traveled around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the languages that I know, none of them worked except English. The only place where English was not working for me is when I went to Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Their official languages, none of them there are English. English is not their,
List.
It's French, it's Portuguese.
Yeah.
And I got there and I had English and I had to use my app to try get around. Things like that. The only place where I could speak, I could converse, I could get what I wanted was at the hotel.
Mm.
Outside of the hotel, I was on my own.
Mm.
So everywhere else, I mean, even going to Europe, example, where it's Dutch, it helped me because at least I knew a little bit of Afrikaans, right? Do you want this bluff? So I was able to say,
"Quie
more." And when I felt like was it getting a little bit complicated for me, I'd say, "English, please," and they'd swap to English and would speak.
Mm.
So I feel like had I not known those type of languages, or had I not known English, I would struggle in the type of places that I was in, that their first language, sure, is not English, but it's able to get me around. And think, example, France. France, they don't...
They don't compromise.
They understand English though.
Yeah.
So that's
but
how
they refuse
yes,
to speak.
That's how I was able to get the things that I wanted, because I'm able to say that English, please, can I please have that? Because of course I absolutely know no French.
Mm.
So do you feel that outside of South Africa, and I don't want to sit here and this be a praise of English, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But the importance of speaking English and speaking English to not to communicate. Let's say, Papa Penny English, no, but English to be able to. This thing is English. He says it's English of communication.
And is very so proud about it.
Yeah, because you get what you want. He's there to say, honey, please. And you know what he wants.
Mm.
So you would say, can you please pass me some of that A grade, triple A, honey? No,
you're just going
too far. So are we undervaluing the importance of English that also gives access, unfortunately?
We're not undervaluing it, but I think we are trying to move away from giving it too much praise. I think it's on par with every other language.
Yes, that's what I also feel.
Yeah,
it's a language on par. After all.
It's a language after all, and it's people who decide that, yes, I do want to. Because if you notice in your travels, is that the people that speak English are the ones that are at the hotels.
You know,
so it's sort of a requirement. Sorry there. Mm. It's sort of a requirement that they need to be able to converse with people from outside of Angola, you know? But really, guys, maybe we need to research what is like the medium language of communication, like
around
internationally
the
now, but around the globe.
Yeah, well, I feel like that we can't say that because there are places
Afrikaans.
Where they don't speak English at all.
Mm.
So you get then there is absolutely no dialect of English.
But top of my list would be
Mandarin,
French,
etc.
I think most people know French.
Okay, let's go back to the conversation now, right? Mm. Do we judge the parents? Yes, do you judge those parents?
I don't judge the parents, but I feel judged.
So you see when you go to Mqimbi, and then, how are you Mqimbini? I mean, I remember saying to my nephew, there was a wedding, whether it was a funeral or whatever, and I literally had a sit down with them before we went on, and I said, I'm going to teach you the basics of hello. You don't say hi to Mutomol.
Yes.
You say ralocha, or anowa papata. That is how kids would do it. And obviously, they don't understand. And he's just like, why? Why can't I just say hi? You can't just say
hi. The wise. The
wise. And that's what they are. They're curious.
Mm.
But do you feel like they judge you when your kids get there and they're like, huh?
I'm more fascinated by the reasons behind why your kid can't speak their own mother tongue more than judging. I really want to know. Sharp, I get it. Sometimes it's because of school. Sometimes you don't have time to teach your kid your own language. But really... the crux of it. Where does it come from? Where, as a parent, as an African parent in particular, at which point did you get to that point where you couldn't have, like, nakonyana eo to teach your kid the basics that you are mentioning right now?
Well, that's the thing. It's not that you didn't teach the child the basics. It goes back to what Tebi was saying, Uguti. Her nieces could speak Venda when they were small, and then they started school. Then the whole dynamic changed.
But hence
I was saying earlier, it's not intentional. We don't think about, we are not going to speak English in this house, or we are not going to speak Venda in this house. It really doesn't happen like that. Same applies for umntana okhule elokishini. Like, Nanza, I'll tell you about my experience. Elokishini ekugulethu, nobody speaks English. Well, when I grew up, I come to teach English. Hence, there was excitement when somebody from somewhere else came and that was speaking a different language to us. Yeah, bo? So it's not... But there was no judgment there, and we didn't look down on her, and I'm sure she didn't look down on us, because she also didn't know how to speak isiXhosa. So it's
you know how it happens, this thing. I think, like, just from my observation, how kids could end up as a baby. Obviously, a baby is listening to the parents, so you're influenced as a baby, toddler, parents. Mm-hmm. Hence, you'd be able to catch the family language if it's there. But then, as they grow out of that toddler stage, now they're influenced by other kids. If it's an only child, difficult, because it becomes TV. And I think that's what happened with my son. TV becomes the influence, and obviously being at creche, they speak they speak English, and that's when the English now was more. And then whereas kids now that have other kids, so for instance, you see now Komoto has, her kids are growing up, Kokasi, they play around with other kids and they easily learn other languages.
Yes.
So when they are exposed, that's when they hear. Yeah. But now you get a lot of parents who are raising kids alone, and you are not there to teach a child. So it's just like, okay, so what do you know? Let's move with what you know already. Yeah. And that's the kind of, now the child is growing, is growing up.
I hear what you're saying, ne Ghosty.
Okay.
Excuse me. And I fully understand where you're coming from. But my issue is, do us as parents, are we doing enough? Because, right, we're doing enough to send them to the right schools, want them to, you know, get the right education.
Okay.
But even having that being said, are we pushing the schools enough to push African languages? For me personally, it's not enough to have Xhosa as a second additional language. Are we, as Black parents in particular, making sure Uguti, we have the right teachers that are teaching the language to our children?
Yes.
Which will make it easier for kids when they come home to be able to articulate themselves in your own language, because they're already receiving it in school. I was having a conversation on my way here earlier with a friend, and they said at their school, what they were told is that, listen, at the playgrounds, you cannot speak your own mother tongue.
Yes.
Not this because you're not allowed to, but not because you're not allowed to, but because some other kids would be bullied using a certain language. You can't use Afrikaans. We are strictly using English. You're not using Zulu. You're not using. We're using English as a medium of communication between, you know, us as kids.
Yes.
And I get it. I understand it fully. And it was a new perception. You know, I was never exposed to that. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But I'm saying, to us Black parents, can we at least do enough where, during school meetings, where parents are being called in, to question with, why are
something?
Our children
can
not...
Can I tell you something, actually, Homoto, is that I've heard issues where you find schools have asked parents, Black parents, to rather resort to speaking to their children in English because maybe a child is struggling.
I've
heard of those situations a lot.
So here it is.
Let me tell you
why. Child psychologists reckon that have you seen how children, there are some children who struggle to speak?
Yeah.
That's because mommy is Mokosa, daddy ke Mosotho. Mommy converses with daddy kaXhosa, but daddy speaks mommy kaSesotho. You guys understand each other, sure. So now, what does baby speak? Baby will struggle to even speak, to even say. So you'll find that you're like, no man, my child is 4 or my child is 3 and is not taking out proper sentences. child psychologists say that it is of importance to have one language of understanding and medium in the house to be able to get the child to speak. When he's able to speak, he or she is able to speak, then they'll be able to have to grasp other languages. Yeah. You know, so they need to know what cup is. Mm-hmm. One language. Mm-hmm. So that is why they then suggest English, because you can all speak English at the same time. I'm talking about English in particular, yeah, and not necessarily other languages. So it's of importance to have one foundation language for your child, so that they can be able to know and make an understanding of the world. Remember, the world is this big, scary thing for kids. They don't know how to decode things. They don't know what to place things. We're old. We kind of know what is what. They don't.
So when
that's the case, you speak. So they suggest that you speak to them in one language, and that's the foundation language. And I suppose in this case, like I said, we're speaking English, so that they can be able to decode the rest of the world. Then you can rope in other languages. But one linear language is important for them to be able to speak. You were saying,
and I'm not contradicting what you're saying.
Absolutely, you can though,
because I carry. We are all trying to figure out this language thing. So in varsity, I studied psychology, ne? And a lot
Welcome
of the times,
psych group.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was reading a study just to prepare for this topic, and then some child psychologists recommend that you speak to your children in your own mother tongue, because it makes it easy for them to learn other languages. If I understand, Hore, this is Gopi, you will know in English, Hore, this is Kap. You know, like tafule, table, you know, like that. So, but it varies, obviously.
With on that, when we say mother tongue, so you say you speak isiZulu, and Udada speaks
IsiVenda. Now it's different.
Which language is it?
My experience, remember I told you I come from a mixed don't. So my grandfather would speak to my grandmother in Zulu, and my grandmother would respond in Sesotho. From as early as I can remember. So for me, it was very easy for me to grasp the language, because until the day he died, they were together for like 40 years. Every time my grandfather spoke to my grandmother, it was in Zulu, and she would respond in Sotho.
So are we then saying, the study could maybe be a 50-50? Because I have a different experience to that.
Yeah.
One of our neighbors, they were Zulu speaking in Cape Town, and both parents were Zulu speaking, and they were Zulu speaking in the house. But the girl never spoke.
Could not.
She didn't even speak English.
But also,
like, she never spoke. Up until I think she was 6 or 7-ish, that's when she started. And she went to an Afrikaans school, because we were in an...
Let's get your mic on.
Sometimes it's not an issue of Tepi speaks Sesotho, the dad speaks Zulu. Black parents, invest time into taking your kids to speech therapists. Because sometimes
that's what they're saying in speech therapy. That's what I'm saying. There's also a little bit of experience here in people around, is they struggle, your children struggle to speak because you're not speaking to them in one language, in this foundation language that I'm speaking.
Are they struggling to speak a specific language?
No,
that's what I'm trying to grasp.
They're struggling to speak because they cannot... They don't know which is which and what is what. Do you know what I mean?
In the case where it's just one language at
home. So you see, that's what we're saying. In this case, then you have a one language where you speak isiXhosa. Then he'll be able to speak in isiXhosa and be able to speak properly. Then you can introduce other languages. At the point at which they cannot speak, even if you've been speaking in one language, 100% do suggest a speech therapist.
At that point. Yeah.
So for her, it was, there's nothing wrong with her. She will speak when she wants to.
It happens, because kids hit a milestone differently.
Yeah, hence I was saying, so it's not just about which language is spoken. Hence I'm on the 50-50. Because other children take longer to walk and other children walk quicker.
For instance,
so
yeah,
it's also one of that.
The experience of, I remember growing up, at home, obviously we spoke Zulu. So with parents, both parents spoke Zulu, we speak Zulu with the parents. But when we go to school, obviously now we speak English. So also, is it maybe that as parents we've become lazier? Is that another question as well?
Busier?
But trying to chase? You can never be too busy to invest time into...
No, you can.
I can judge, you guys.
You can. You actually,
I'm not like that, home. Yeah, guys. You can judge. Can you hear me out? Can yes, you hear me out? I can judge. You can be too busy. I get it. But at which point do you not even see yourself as a parent? No, man. Lomtana lo angsa kulumi na inge language. I mean, nina ma family gatherings eni agu, right? Mm. You go to these family gatherings. Are you not
cognizant?
Hello, boy. Koko manje. Hello, boy. How are you, boy? Guys, like seriously, yes. At the end of the day, we cannot run away from the fact that you, when as ukosti, your parents had afforded you the opportunity to know, to understand your language. Yeah. And mhlambe now you've had friends that speak your language.
Yes.
Do you never worry about your kid? Okay, this child.
No, but do you take full acknowledgement of that example? I'm taking it to your kids right now.
Yes.
Do you take full acknowledgement that your kids are bilingual because of you and not because of where they are?
Exactly.
So it's not a you were you taught them, but it's what they saw around.
Thank you.
I didn't. It's what they saw around. But me, personally, I've taken it upon myself. Because remember, we teach them the I, A, E, O, U's. We teach them how to count 1 to 10.
Homoto, eh? Your family, the my surroundings. Family.
The surroundings.
Yes. How far are they? That's another
Soweto,
factor.
Soweto, Portugal, Brazil.
But you okay. Yeah, you've got even Soweto.
International.
You know,
international.
But I think with, like, for instance, my family. My family is back in KZN. Mm-hmm. And then my husband's family is in Mpumalang. Mm-hmm. So obviously, having to take the kids back, we are literally, it's just us.
It's just you guys.
It's just us
and
here.
And I get it. But you see what you said. You said, where now, when you speak to your husband, you speak in Zulu.
Yeah.
I get that's what you said.
But it's because making of the repetition sometimes. I'm trying to say something in Zulu and it's like, you can see he's confused. But
exactly.
Sometimes it's just busy. Like, you know what? Do 1, 2, 3 and you're able to get it down.
Guys, now I want to strongly believe also, Uguti, it's not even that our parents were intentional in teaching us isiXhosa mm-hmm. and in Sepedi and what. It's really just about
exposure.
Where we grew up.
But then if I grow up in a location,
but intention,
that's what you can say.
Intention, guys, don't you think intention needs time? So let me take you through a normal day-to-day for people, ne? Entertain me. You've had hectic meetings. People have businesses now. People have started small businesses. Understand? You're in and out of these meetings. You're trying to convince people to make shit happen for you. Mm. You get home. The house is a mess. Mm. You have to clean. You have to cook.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that your kid... So when you're now saying to your child who sits and watches... Dr. Peppa Pig, who watches Doc McStuffins the whole day, and that's nothing but English, of course, right?
Yeah.
So they know how to speak English. I mean, I've got my niece who doesn't go to school but knows English quite well because this is what they're able to gauge from school. And then, how fita? How na now go chomi ahuri? Please, Chief Tamo, or Zamolata ing. Huh? Zamolata inging. Huh?
Let me be a parent.
Time is of the essence.
Guys, I get the time thing, ne? I get it. But you as a parent have a responsibility to be repetitive. You can't say, Hakinana. Honestly, I have a problem with Hakinana. You just said, Chief Tamo. I get a sharp. They won't get it. Obviously, they won't get it. Got day one. Be persistent. Like, now, for instance, my kids, for them to be able to understand English sharp, back and a collocationing, but for them to be able to understand English, they watch a lot of cartoons. Mm-hmm. So how fit na koyao tapa? I say asambe siokeza. Obvious. Asambe siokeza. Let's go take a bath. Naksasa. Asambe siokeza. Let's go take a bath. Naksasa. Asambe siokeza.
Let's go take a bath and the child jumps. And I fully hear what you're saying.
You're robbing your children of cultural.
No,
community.
No.
Of a belonging.
I feel you.
And
of thing I've seen, guys, is that yes, there'll be a stage where a child, I think you're 4 or 5, when they're really obsessed, you can only communicate to them now in English.
Yes.
But there's an age where probably like 8, 9, 10, they start going back. It's like they know. Mm. Now you can give them instructions
but
in Zulu.
But you see, that's also my thing, that we assume so. And then you have the 4-year-old who now, or the 6-year-old, 7-year-old, who grew up speaking English, right?
Mm.
Now the tongue, haisa dumela. Remember, there's this thing of the tongue.
That's true.
How loose it is, how able it is to... Then they're unable to speak certain languages because lilimi is not... smooth. Flexing. Yeah. For lack of a better word.
Teach your kids how to speak their mother tongue.
Yes. But I'm talking to Ghosty's point that at 10, then you can teach them. Because what I also realized, I mean, we had this conversation on air, and I love that we're getting these different perspectives. Mm. And this conversation that we're having, a lot of the mothers, I realized, were shifting it. Mm. We're saying, she's 4, I'll teach her when she's 10. Mm. She's 4, I'll teach her when she's 6. Till she's 6 and you're like, I'll teach her at 10. Till she's 10 and now she's like, this is the language I speak, and you're not going to tell me otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to speak on your previous point when you were just saying, Gutu, we are so busy as parents, and where I think home is coming from. Yeah. I think she's coming from being a parent and saying your first priority should be to your kids. You cannot say, I also speak English, guys, to my child, ne? And I'm just validating what Dukhumuto is saying, because I see the passion in her and I understand the passion in having to understand your background and who you are and all of that. But we cannot also use the excuse of that we are too busy. Your first responsibility as a parent and as a woman or as a wife is to your family before you even go out to the world. Mm. So you can go out to the... In fact, we should change the status quo to being you are tired when you get to that meeting because you were spending time teaching your kid, making sure that your home is in order so that when your child gets out of the house, he knows who he is.
To your point. I get it, because every time when I have to do homework with my 5-year-old, it is a struggle to teach her the language. It is a struggle. We are born, and then gunye, gubili, guta. What the fuck? But
you see, good third, good fourth, good seventh.
You know, but let's make time. I urge
Zulu teacher right now.
Yeah.
You see, so loving the Zulu teacher. You're doing well, lady.
You're doing at the school.
Yo.
Ma'am, are you doing well? To her point.
No, but she is. I think she is. You know, if wakhona wetsakunye kubili kutatu, you know, I think she is.
Thanks to school.
But then she must also... You know, she must also assist the teachers. Remember, the teachers are just there for a couple of hours. You are there forever. You're there for the rest of your child's life.
Okay, so that's your last words on this one. So do we judge them, do we not? Or is it's not as black and white as we think it is?
It's not as black and white for me.
It's not, Vid.
No,
it's
but to Homoto, it's black and white. Teach your kids
me,
to speak.
I'm saying, I mix, guys. I'm saying her point find time to mix. For me, I will not respect you if you say Aunas Kati. You have time to be teaching English, but you don't have time to teach your own.
So you don't respect us, but you don't judge us.
Yeah. That's what she's trying to say.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I'm giving you the look.
So you've got time to teach your... excuse guys. I have a neighbor who has a child who goes to a multiracial school.
Sure.
Hey, she struggles, this woman coming at my grandmother's house for Afrikaans. So you can teach this child Afrikaans. But you're telling me that
what is the neighbor's child only speaking English?
He speaks English. But okay. I'm saying every time this child has homework, Afrikaans, une stress, so umntana kagazi I ek di fun something.
All right, guys, that's how we wrap it up. I love this conversation. Please share your thoughts also on this conversation. If you have your own take as well, we do read the comments. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing On the Table.
Thank you.
Until the next episode.
Ciao.
And thank you to Pretty Hotel.
Thank you to Premier Hotel. Thank you to Premier Hotel OR Tambo for hosting us. As always, we appreciate you. It's that Long Island. Let's go so she can have more islands, okay?
Yes.
This is On the Table Podcast. On the Table Podcast.